DB2RA.
Oh boy. Everything went to pieces there.
So say again. Let's see. DB2RA. You're sounding good here, Bill.
Okay, Janice, for some reason, my receiver dropped off about 10 dB. So, at any rate, very good to hear you. And we've got 1 minute before the event. So, how are you and Don doing up there? Go ahead.
W2AO, good morning.
Come on, W2AO, good to hear you. Doing okay. I'm playing a little DX20. Got a few things to work out. AB2RA.
Yeah, go ahead, Stu. Say good morning to the people.
Yeah, well, the only one I heard is Janice and yourself. Janice, you have a nice signal here. And I wanted to tell you for quite some time now that I thoroughly, with a line on it, thoroughly enjoyed your talk at the AWA Ham Symposium. It was wonderful. W2DGB, W2AO.
You're talking to Janice, I assume.
Yeah, AB2RA, yep.
Oh, very good. Let's stand by for the mess, guys.
Stu, thanks very much for the compliment. Appreciate it. It was just kind of thrown together at the last minute, and
on this frequency 3837
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
And many other topics. You do not have to be a member of the AWA to check into our net. And this morning I am in Cape May. Hopefully everybody is copying me okay. And we'll start this morning with the 4 call letter area. Any stations in the 4 call letter area wishing to check in? WA3DSP.
K4KRE.
Okay, good morning, Paul. K4KRE. Good to hear you in here this morning. Sounds like the band is in pretty good shape. All right, we'll go to the 3 call letter area for check-ins to the Bruce Kelly AWA Memorial Net, WA3DSP, Cape May.
Well, I thought somebody would check in there. K3 George Baker Abel, K3GBA. Good morning, Doug, at the Cape. And it looks like it's going to be a nice day. And this is K3GBA checking in. And in and out, if you will. Over.
W3OLV.
Okay, good morning to Sam, K3GBA. Good to hear you in here this morning, in and out. And W3OLV, Floyd. Do we have any other 3 call letter area check-ins? Seem to be lacking there this morning. WA3DSP, Cape May.
Whiskey 3, Juliet Whiskey.
Okay, W3JW. Good morning, Jeff. Good to hear you in here this morning. And I guess we'll go to the 2 call letter area for check-ins to the Bruce Kelly AWA Memorial Net, WA3DSP, Cape May.
Oh, yeah, 2DGB. Good morning, Doug.
K2TQN.
AB2RA.
Okay, I think there was a little bit of a double there. I may have not have gotten everybody, but I got W2DGB. Good morning, Bill. K2TQN. Good morning, John. And AB2RA, Janice. Anyone else in the two call letter area, WA3DSP?
Yeah, we'll try again. W2AO, W2 Atlantic Ocean.
Okay, good morning, W2AO. Good to hear you in here this morning. How about the one call letter area this morning? Anybody in the one call letter area?
K1MP321, Mike Papa Charlie, good morning.
Okay, K1MPC. Good morning, Mike, and good to hear you in here this morning. Maybe I'll put you at the top of the list because I don't know how long your signal's going to hold up there, so we'll do that. Anyone else that we missed here this morning for the Bruce Kelly AWA Memorial Net, WA3DSP? Okay, nothing heard. We've had a nice week down here in Cape May. It's been a hot, but a good week to be down here. Water temperatures are in the 80s. Very warm water. And the weather's been very nice. In fact, it's sunny here today, and we didn't get any rain. And I think we're still hot. So it's about 83 degrees here right now. And probably going to be another hot day, I guess. I thought we were supposed to get a front come through and get some rain last night, but apparently that didn't happen. I did see that the Eagles won last night, and they were delayed an hour because of thunderstorms up there in the Philadelphia area. And we're watching a couple of hurricanes. One is a remnant that I guess we'll get some rain from in another day or two, I think. That's going to swing around and give us some rain. And, of course, Florence is out there in the Atlantic, and it's kind of up in the air what's going to happen there. It looks like it might come into to the East Coast somewhere. There's a couple of hurricanes forming out near Africa that look like they might develop into big hurricanes. So, got to keep your eyes open this time of year. All right, we'll start this morning with Mike K1MPC, and Mike, you turn it to it's going to be kind of hard to Paul K4KRE, but I'll relay there, I guess. I'm not sure if Paul will copy you, Mike. And Paul, you pass it to Floyd, W3OLZ, to Jeff, W3JW, to Bill, W2DGB, and Bill, you pass it to John, K2TQN, and hopefully, John, you're doing well down there. John, you pass it up to Janice, AB2RA. And finally to Stu, W2AO. K1MPC and the Bruce Kelly AWA Memorial Net, WA3DSP, Cape May.
On the radio front, not too much on them. My phones are not very non more. But the chassis in the blue season porch, and I think I'm going to call that a blue season porch, which is too cold in winter and too hot in summer. I've really been enjoying more about World War II, which I highly recommend. It's very well written, very interesting. Next week, actually, I was going to try the family reunion. Our daughter, her husband, and her grandson are coming on tomorrow. My sister's coming in from California. Some other people are all around the village at the same time. Lunch on Cape Cod for a week. I'm very much looking forward to that.
I got this copy. I'm just about ready to do it.
And unfortunately, no copy on KW. It's good to get Janice in here.
Paul, he passed it over to you.
Okay, I can hear Mike in there, but no copy. I did hear him turn it over to me. But otherwise, I have no copy on so signal's conditions are clean as I'm not very remote today. Let's see, it's sunny and warm here. I guess the temperature is somewhere around 85 or so. It hasn't gone down as low as they advertised, but I guess we're going to have to live with the heat for probably another day or so. And the changing weather conditions brings it. Other than that, signals are good. We're copying everybody fairly well except Mike. And operating on the Orion today, and we'll see how that works out. So with that, over to Alcoy, W3OLV in the AWA. This is K4KRE.
K4KRE and the group, W3OLA. Well, it was a little slow there at the beginning, but it seems like quite a few came in here, so nice group today. Glad to hear that. The weather here is still hot and hazy and humid, but I think we're going to get a break in a couple days here, finally. It's around 75 right now, and it's cloudy. And as I said, we're copying all signals. Mike, you have a very good signal down here today, considering averages. You're a little above the noise level of the entire transmission, so that's good. That's about it here, so I believe we turn it over to you, Jeff. You have a good signal, the same as everyone else. W3JW and the Bruce Kelly Memorial Net. W3OLV.
Okie doke, Floyd, W3OLV. And the AWA net, this is W3JW. Very good morning all around. Good to be in here. And we've got our direction of flow different from our normal. Usually Bill is turning it down to the three stations, but today the three stations are going to be turning it up to Bill in the far north. Hi, hi. All signals are pretty good except for Mike. We didn't copy Mike, so propagation hasn't improved enough to make the link up into the Boston area viable yet. So I guess you were experiencing the same thing there, Paul, even though apparently you've got a little better copy even than I do. And yeah, we're keeping an eye on the weather systems there, Doug. That Florence thing could make a run at the East Coast. Actually, myself, I'm hoping that Florence will go to Venice. Not the one down in Florida either. Anyway, another very hot day down here. Supposed to be a fairly warm weekend, although cooling off and turning wet. So I guess what went on at the football game last night weather-wise is what we've got to look forward to for the weekend. We've got a delivery of a new mattress tomorrow, so I hope it's not pouring down raining right when they pull that thing out of the truck and move it into our place here. High. Include us in only on the first round, Doug, but we're looking out through the first round here. Bill, take it away up there in Groundhog Gold. W2DGB in the group, W3JW.
Yeah, we've got a few groundhogs here, but not very many. I think the hawks have cleaned a lot of them out, but them and the coyotes. At any rate, very fine business, Jeff, W3JW, and the group, W2DGB, and it is a fine group this morning. We've got 10 stations here, Doug, counting yourself. And that's something. Mike, good morning to you. It's good to hear you in here. And Janice also. Very nice. And, of course, all the rest of the usual suspects are here, and the signals are all pretty good. Weather-wise, we have 77 degrees right now. We have a total overcast, so it may rain. I'm not sure about that. I haven't paid much attention to the weather forecast. And I'll look out the window if I want to know what the weather is. Which is what we used to do. Let's see here. Mike, you do have a very good signal here today. Better than I usually experience with your station. What else do we have here? The other night, I happened to tune in Turner Classic Movies. I do a lot of reading now, and in the evenings I do watch some television, but there was one that caught my eye the other night by an actor named George Clooney. And he was the main lead in that, but there were a bunch of other people. But the thing was set back in the Depression era in Mississippi. And it was an absolutely fascinating story. And not only that, but all of the sets and all of the scenes and all of the equipment, the cars, all the rest of it, the attitudes of the people and how they interrelated and so on was all that I remember back from the Depression. And Floyd and Paul, you may remember those days too. It was a fascinating movie. It was, what was it called? It was called, I think, Brother, Where Art Thou? So, it was a pseudo-comedy, but it was a lot of serious stuff in there. That's enough of that. And what else do I have to offer? Not much new in the radio front here, although I've got to get down into the basement and find some more parts for my filament power supply for my BC-187. And if any of you guys are interested, Joe Long, WA2EJT, sent me a picture of his power supply with his BC-187, and also diagrams of over several attachments to the email. And if any of you guys are interested, I'd be glad to forward it to you. At any rate, that's enough chatter. So let's get it over to John in Dake Harbor. And I hope the world is not too negative down in Dake Harbor there, John. K2TQ1 on the group. W2DQB.
W2DQB in the group. K2TQN. Well, all is well here. I'm doing fine. And for JW, remember, they should have that mattress wrapped in a big plastic bag to bring it in. Then they take it out of the bag. So if it's raining, you should be okay. If they don't have a bag on it and it's raining, tell them to come back another day. Oh, my, that would be a mess, wouldn't it? Get a brand new mattress and it'd be all wet. Okay, well, on the radio front here, not much new. I'm on the air. I have my antenna up. I mentioned it before. And I'm hearing everybody really good. Low noise level this morning. Couldn't be better conditions here. And say good morning to Stu when it comes around to his turn. Janice, over to you. WA2RA, I think it is. K2TQS.
Yeah, okay. Well, very good conditions. Actually, today I'm copying K1MPC and K4KRE very, very well. And the band is extremely quiet. Just excellent conditions. I realize I haven't been getting in here as often as I might. And things have just been quite hectic. But I'm hoping as summer wanes, things will get better. It's good to see W3JW and W2AO at the conference. Don and I really enjoyed it. Some of you may not know that Joe W3JMS asked me to do a little blurb. It was about a 10-minute presentation, and it was pretty fast-paced. I could have gone a little longer, but those of you that got the handout, I hope it was helpful, and I may post that handout on the website. It had to do with pine board construction methods and some of the types of tubes and equipment that were appropriate for various AWA contests. Joe W3JMS is putting a lot of effort into revitalizing the contest and also getting amateur radio a proper place on the AWA conference schedule next year. And I'm hoping that people that have useful information to share will contact Joe and maybe offer to do something next year. I haven't heard much about Larry, and I appreciate if anybody has current information on him, W8STK, if they would pass that along, because I've been out of loop here for a while. And Don, AC2RS, is here, and he has some comments. Speak right up, boy.
Whoa. Hi, it's Don, AC2RS. Pardon me. Hope I didn't blow out anyone's speakers with that. Anyway, I don't have any radio-related comments. Just wanted to say, well, first off, the weather here, we have a balmy 68 degrees, but a nice 89% humidity. So, still an improvement, I think. And, oh yeah, this Tuesday we're going to be seeing Joan Baez up here in Ithaca, the farewell tour thing. It should be quite nice. And I did want to mention to Bill about those hawks. If he could send a few of them up our way, we'd have a great plenty of squirrels and chipmunks for them to eat. And when they're through with that, they can waddle back down to Pennsylvania. Anyway, that's all I have. So this is AC2RS and...
AD2RA. Over to Sue, W2AO.
Okay, thank you. And good morning to everybody. Nice group in here today from W2AO in Fishkill, New York, where it's raining. And the temperature is about 68. It's a pure delight. Feels like fall, and I love it. And, signals are good. K1MPC, you're almost in S90. Very nice signal, and... I got a wonderful signal on John there, K2TQN. John, we wish you well. Nice to hear you. And I wanted to mention to Janice that I really enjoyed her talk at the AWA, the ham radio forum that we had there. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. And those handouts are beautiful. I love documentation. Not just talk, but documentation. And you sure did a fine job by handing those out. I like that kind of a presentation. And, we're very fortunate indeed to have W3GMS now be our spokesperson as the coordinator, ham radio coordinator, at the conference. He showed that a very nice form there. And next year, I understand that they're going to give me a little bit more time. So you fellows that haven't gone to the conference in many years ought to go treat yourself and go sometime. And just to take in the museum is a valuable thing to do, too. There's a lot of wonderful displays there. And you have to go and support our efforts at the conference in terms of being a ham radio operator. And I'm looking forward to the Bruce Kelly event this year, and that's been changed now to the 10th and the 17th of November. It was long, long standing. The first, I think it was two weekends in December. Very few people liked that, so now it's been changed. So here's your opportunity to get in on a couple of those events. Let's see, what else? There is something else, but I can't remember what the heck it was, so I've said enough about, I've said enough anyway, and Doug, as I always say when I turn it back to you, I hope that you're copying me. Sometimes you have difficulties down there copying me at Cape May, I think, in the summertime, especially when there's high noise. So, I hope you're hearing me today. We hear you very well. I didn't bother to put on my linear. Perhaps it would have been a good idea, but I was too lazy to do so. WA3DSC,
W2AO. W2AO and the Bruce Kelly AWA Memorial Net, WA3DSP Cape May. Very good, Stu. And everybody's got a good signal down here this morning. Mike, K1MPC, was a little bit light, but otherwise, everyone else coming in very well, and very little QRN this morning. I'll say 7-3 to Jeff. Stay cool down there, Jeff, and hopefully that hurricane won't come visit us on the East Coast. It's always a concern, obviously, but it's pretty rare for a hurricane to get up this far, but it does happen. So, and it has happened, you know, in the recent past, so we'll have to keep our eyes open for it. Fine on everything else, and yeah, I hope to participate in the Bruce Kelly 29 contest coming up in November. I'm not even thinking about it at this point, though, because have a very busy September. I am the chairman of our reunion committee for my high school 50th reunion, which is coming up at the end of the month. And that is the number one thing on my mind right now. A lot to do for that. And we're enjoying probably our last, well, I'm not sure if it will be the last, but probably the last time down here in Cape May for September. We'll, of course, be coming down all year round, but I have a lot to do back up in Pennsylvania, so probably be up there for a while in any event. Let's see, Janice, fine on you're going to the Joan Baez concert. That should be very nice. We went to a Yanni concert last month in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, and that was very nice. We've been to several Yanni concerts throughout the I guess the last 10 to 15 years, and quite a good event to go to if you like that kind of music. It's really really an exciting concert. And let's see, dear old Burt Reynolds passed away yesterday, and I guess most of you probably already know that. He was 82 years old, and of course, in a lot of movies and so forth and so on. And I'm sure he'll probably be in the obits in the AWA Journal in a future time. Let's see. I guess that's about it from here. Stu, I copy everyone real well. I listen on my receiver in Pennsylvania. When I'm down here, I can copy everybody the same as when I'm up in Pennsylvania. They may not copy me the same because I'm transmitting from Cape May, but I'm receiving from Pennsylvania. And I'm also recording the net this morning. First time I've recorded the net in a while. I like to do that every once in a while. And I have put the recordings out on my webpage. So if anybody wants to go and look at some very old recordings of this net back when, I don't know if I have any when Hoagie was net control, but I do have quite a few that have people in them that are no longer living. So it's a treat to listen to some of those nets on my website. And I'll probably put this one up there at some point also. All right. Do we have any other check-ins this morning for the net before we start the second round? WA3DSP in Cape May. Nothing heard, so Mike, T1MPC, I don't know if he signed out or not. Are you still in there, Mike? Okay, I don't hear Mike, so we'll start with K4KRE. And Paul, you pass it to Floyd, W3OLV. And this time, Floyd, you pass it to Bill, W2DGB. To K2QN, to AB2RA, and finally to Stu, W2AO. K4KRE and the Bruce Kelly AWA Memorial Net, WA3DSP.
WA3DSP and AWA, K4KRE. Okay. Still good copy on everybody except Mike. I think signal conditions are changing now. Doug's signal was wavering around there. No problem copying, but the level was changing. So I think the conditions are beginning to change here. Janice, yes, W3KW is our contact with information on Larry. But he is not getting much from his contact, so we're really up in the air as far as information on Larry. We certainly hope he's having fun here, but so far we're not getting much information, and Jeff is keeping after his sword, but it's not forthcoming, so that's the situation. My frequency here has been pretty noisy this morning. It's some kind of interference. But it's not really copied too much. But it is somewhat wireless, and it's some kind of machine noise or some such. Anyhow, with that, we'll fix that at 3, and W3OLC, NEAWA.
K4KRE in the group, W3OLE. Boy, you caught me doing some, looking at something here. A fine net here today. We're copying all signals. Reception generally, is, I'd say, is above average, slightly. No problem on any signal, so I consider that a good copy. Quite a nice little group here today, and the temperature is about the same here. It's around 75 degrees, and the noise level is excellent today. Whenever it's S3 or lower, I'm happy. And it's, for quite a while there, it was around S3. Now, one or two times, it's down around S2, 2.5 or something. So, that's good receiver copy. Interesting net here today. Not too much more to comment on. And I believe I turn it over to John. And John, how's your situation? Are you better than you were? I didn't get all the details on it, I don't believe. K2TQN and the Bruce Kelly Memorial Net. W3OLV.
I think I got it, Floyd. W3OLV in the group, W2DGB. Okay, Floyd, very good. All signals continue very good indeed. And Don, it's good to hear you on the air. You have a very good presence there on the air. Not like when you first started picking up the microphone a few years ago. You do very well now. Let's see here. Janice, speaking of that group up there, I did not get your handout, so I will look forward to you posting it on your webpage. So let me know on the air when you post it, and I will get access to it that way. And you mentioned that your talk has something to do with pine board construction. I gave a similar talk years ago, probably one of the last times I was up there at the AWA. And I think I still got the notes. I think I still got all the pictures that I had, color photographs, and I posted them, or not posted them, presented them on the screen up there. It went over fairly well. But it wasn't only pine board, it was also other ways of constructing stuff that were simple and using easily obtainable materials. So I look forward to that. Let's see here. Stu, you have a very strong signal here. And let's see. Last night, speaking of weather, I didn't mention this the first time, I don't think, but a front went through last night. I don't know, probably around 8 o'clock or so. Lightning and thunder and so on. But it must have been somewhere to the south or north of us. I'm not sure where. I think the south. And we got a few drops of rain, but not much at all. And it didn't last long. So, which is just as well. I don't like those things, especially with all the lightning. I wanted to tell Mike about a book. He was mentioning a book about World War II. I wanted to tell him that book by Samuel Eliot Morison about the Two Ocean War. But Mike, if you're listening, make a note of that. And somebody asked about Larry. What I hear is that information on Larry is A, not very forthcoming, and B, what we do get indicates he's still in rehab. So I think he's stuck there for a while and has been. What else do I have to offer? Two are very strong signals, and that's about it, guys. Hopefully I'll do some radio today. I do feel a little bit better. Yesterday, I had a meeting at noontime, but I got home about 2 o'clock. I was wiped out so much that I just lay down and just lay there for a couple of hours. But prior to the something went through, boy, it was really tough. Well, anyway, so be it. That's enough talk. Over to K2TQN and the group W2DGB.
W2, DGV, and QA. Okay, all the way around. Good signal. And Floyd, everything's fine here. Things are going according to plan. I'm feeling well. Just once in a while I get a little tired, that's it. And it's just one day after the other. And I have nothing to complain about. My wife will tell you that I do complain a lot. But I have nothing to complain about. So I'm doing just fine. But thanks for the call. Let's see. I did have a non-radio thing happen. I have a cousin. He is a scientist, and he's in his 90s now. He lives up in Oregon, and he is one of the inventors of the ground-penetrating radar that the archaeologists use to go around and map out sites, and he's done that over the years after his government career. Well, anyway, he was going through some family photographs and found a photograph of my father in 1943 when I was about 2 years old catching the largest largemouth bass in the lake that was behind our house. It was 8 pounds, 2 ounces, which is huge for New Jersey. And I had seen the photograph, and it had been years. So I was thrilled to get that. He's sitting in the boat with his fishing pole and the bass laying on the back of the boat. And in my dad's records that I have, I found his original entry branch to the other end of the contest for the state of New Jersey. It was called the Governor's Contest, and he won second prize that year. So I was just very, very happy to get that picture, and now I'm going to write something up about it, put the pictures in a file, a PDF file, and make a nice presentation. I'm going to send it out to all my children and grandchildren so that they can know something that my father did. It's always fun to find out something like that about your dad. So, over to you, Janice, K2TQN, 7-3 till next week.
Okay, very good. Hope you can hang in there on the chemo.
I had a bout, well, a couple of bouts with skin cancer, and the doctor told me most people don't get beyond 4 weeks. I went the full 12 weeks, and I'm glad I did. And, of course, for the rest of my life, it'll be whack-a-mole, pun intended. But so far, looks like if I go, it'll be from something else. And
somebody talked about getting tired. I think it's W2DGB.
I like to take a little short power nap in the afternoon. I usually eat lunch, and then I'll do do a tour on the treadmill,
then after I wake up, I find that I have a lot better efficiency in the afternoon.
And
Doug, I'd be interested to listen to those recordings. Now you're talking about hoagie, and I believe that was a ham who lived up near me in Dryden. I believe he was a judge. It'd be interesting to hear his voice. The handout, yeah, and I'll post that on the site, and I'll let people know when it goes up there. A lot of people are using gear with a 6L6 or want to build with one, and I have the complete 6L6 Class C spec in that handout, and that's for oscillator, Class C amplifier, Class C plate modulator. And those are hard to find. Most of the handbooks only give you the audio spec. That isn't much use for RF work. And in fact, I may scan something. It's an article in one of the West Coast handbooks. And I've got a project. And it's currently a pine board. I may rebuild that. Plug-in coil, and Bill Orr managed to get a 6L6 to work all the way up to 6 meters. And I find that a little challenging and probably not very productive, but it might be interesting just to do it, to play with it. And he claims that plate modulation doesn't sound too bad, even though the 6L6 is used as a doubler. That was a common practice because the 6L6 was so poorly screened that most people couldn't get it to work above 80 meters. Some people got some results with 40, but anything above that, even neutralization with that tube was very tricky. Much better off using an 807. On the pine board, there was three of the typical ways
were to use a board and then you use some heavy bus wire running that around from the ground. The method that I used with my 6AG7-6L6 rig was to have a flat metal plate underneath the pine board, to drill all the way through the pine board, and then use a nut and bolt to connect to that ground plane. That worked fairly well. I used bus technique with the rig my son and I built, which is a little 66 oscillator. And there's a trick where you don't need a VR tube to get chirp-free operation. And that's done in the power supply. Another method was to use a couple of 1x2s along the edges with a flat metal plate, and you could use normal metal chassis punches and whatnot, but you didn't need to have a machine to bend the thing properly because you were using a couple of wooden rails on the side and a quick coat of gray spray paint that looked pretty good and wasn't high tech as far as your sheet metal work. I'm working on a little DX20, 6DQ6 output. I also have an AT1 that I want to mess with. I really like the Novice Rig Roundup. And these simple little CW rigs are kind of nice. You know, it's how much can you take out of the radio and still have a useful piece of equipment. Anyway, I'll turn it over to Don here for any final comments, and we'll turn it over to Snow.
Okay. No real comments. Just wanted to say it was good to hear from everyone again, and thanks for the compliment, Bill. So I guess 73 from AC2RS, and
over to W2AO from AD2RA.
Okay. Dennis and Don, this is W2AO. I had a transmitter that was back by built by Jack Nelson. He was up in Schenectady. I can't remember his call. W2 something or other. Jack was had a lot of 30s type equipment at his home that he built himself. He must have been in the AWA. He should have been, that's for sure. Good Jack Nelson worked for GE for many years and retired. And I got a transmitter from him one time that was a 6AG7 and 6L6. I used that for a long time. Crystal control, of course, worked very, very well. And the combination that I like is two 6L6s modulating an 807. I think Bill's got one that a transmitter that's two 6L6s modulating two 807s. I think I'm right about that. I'm not sure. I think it's a WRL. I'd hope to find one of those sometime. Boy, I'd like to use that. But anyway, probably never will now. And there's still a few things that we'd like to get a hold of, believe it or not. And interesting, we're going to be going down to Touchdown soon to the flea market. That's my favorite flea market I've ever been to. Maybe you're the exception of Sussex County, New Jersey. That's another favorite. And so anyway, the signals are dwindling now because it's getting late in the morning. But we've done very well today. It's been a very, very nice net. Thank you, WA2DSP, for taking the net. Very nice indeed. Anything you're a part of, Doug, to organize, I think will be a nice event. That's a big job to coordinate your 50th anniversary of graduating from high school. I graduated in 59, so we've been to a couple of our reunions. So back to you and thank you. WA3DST, W2AO.
W2AO and the Bruce Kelly AWA Memorial Net, WA3DST. Very good, Stu. Well, that means that next year you'll have your 60th reunion. I think that's, I think you said 59. I'm 68, so you're a little bit before me. I got a lot of comments here, but first I wanted to ask John, K2TQN, where was the lake? And the house that you were living in at the time when you caught that fish. Go ahead, John.
K2TQN. Well, my dad caught the fish. I was only 2 years old. But the lake is called Bargaintown Lake or Bargaintown Mill Pond. It's in a township, which is about 7 miles, located about 7 miles due west of Atlantic City. It was a cedar swamp that had been cut down, and all the lumber went into making schooners and big boats, and they dammed it up, and they had a grist mill and a sawmill on the dam. So the lake is about 100 acres, and it was really good fishing until ground pollution started happening, and unfortunately, they built a lot of parking lots upstream, and then all the cars parking on the parking lots with the dripping oil pans and everything, and all ran down and sort of polluted the lake. So it no longer is a good fishing lake. There's fish in there. It's not like it used to be. When I was a kid, it was great. You could run out back, get out a line, hit the perch when I was a teenager. It was fun. Over.
Okay, very good, John. K2TQN, WA3DST. Yeah, you know, your comment about writing that up for your future generations, I guess you should say, because it's not only your grandchildren and children, it's future generations. And I should do the same about my father, because my father passed away in 1977. And that was before my brother and sister. I don't have any children, really. My brother and sister both had children. And, you know, and in fact, they have had children. So there should be something written up about my father, and at least some of the things that I remember, to pass on to those generations. That's always good to do that. I always think that's a good idea. All right, let me see. I have a couple comments here. Bill, DGB, you mentioned K1MPC in a book about World War II. I assume he knows about Roy's book, but if not, you should pass the information on to him. I did get Roy's book, an official copy of it. I haven't had a chance to read it yet, but I did get a copy of it. It looks like it's very nicely done, a lot of nice photos in it. So maybe Mike would enjoy that. And let's see, Janice, about Hoagie. I'm not sure if there's a recording of Hoagie there or not. There may be. I'm not sure about Hoagie's past. I did a booklet on all the earlier AWA Net members, and I did that booklet back probably about 2000 and. Oh gosh, it was probably 2006 or 2004. I forget exactly when I did it. It may have been earlier than that. And I highlighted every member at the time with a photo and a write-up that, you know, an autobiographical write-up that they sent me. And there was one in there, I believe, for Hoagie. So anybody that has that booklet would be able to give you information on that. And again, if you go back, if you go to my QRZ page, there's a link to my web page if you don't already have it. On that ham radio page, there's several links to sound files of nets, both this net and some other nets that I'm involved in, but primarily you'd be interested in this net. And fine on the old transmitters and the novice roundup. I'm curious when the novice roundup is. I don't know if I'd participate or not, but it would be fun. My novice rig was a Knight T60, which was about the mid-60s. Of course, the DX20 preceded that. I have a DX20, I also have an 18-1, which preceded the DX20. I think the 18-1 was, I'm not sure, I don't remember if that was a sweep tube or that was an 807 or what that had in it, but I'm not home, so I can't look. I have so many different things, I forget what they all have if I don't review them on a regular basis. All right, let's see, any other comments for the net this morning or any other check-ins? WA3 DSP, Cape May.
Over 2DGB.
Comment?
There was two there, Doug.
Okay, I hear Bill in there, W2DGB. And Bill, you pass it to, I think that's Sam, K3GBA. Go ahead, Bill.
Was there somebody else in there also?
Yeah, I just said the AT-1 had a
6L6. Okay, well, let's take care of that bit of information, Doug. The AT-1 had a 6L6. I have a few comments that came along. Hoagie was Leonard Hoagland, or Millard Hoagland, I think it was. Anyway, he was not a judge that I know of. I lived up in that area for a year after I graduated from pharmacy college. I was working in Cortland. And I got to know some of the local hands. Of course, Hoagie was one of them. And then when I got involved in the AWA, sometimes I would stop and see him on the way back. He did live in Dryden. And one time I bought a McCoy key from him. And at any rate, I'm not aware that he had any political background there at all. And I think I would have known that. And Doug, I still have your booklet. It's here somewhere. So I'll dig that out and read up on Hoagie. He was quite a guy, and he was our net control for a number of years. Stu, my Globe Chief does have a pair of 807s, and it is modulated by a pair of 6L6s. And I love that rig. I've got to get back on AM. I was on a couple of weeks ago, but this evening hours don't work out very well for me. So we'll do it. Okay, that's all I have for now. Let's see. Who was I supposed to turn it to? Sam, I think. Go ahead, Sam. Let's see here. K3GBA in the group, W2DGB.
Okay, I'll pick it up here. I do have a comment. K3 George Baker Abel. A comment for Atlantic Ocean, W2AO. I thought you might be interested in a meter reading. You're an S9 plus 20 dB, maybe up to 30 at times. I think you'd be pleased to hear that. But boy, today you're really, really in there with a strong signal, Stu. So you carry on, and that's good. The other comment that I have is that I had a complete, and I mean complete, boy, they didn't miss anything, eye examination the other day. And my left eye was giving me trouble, and I couldn't read anymore, and so on. Well, it turns out I thought I was going to get the little glass insert put in, and the left eye, and maybe the right eye. Well, I was disappointed to learn that the macular destruction that took place in my left eye over the years, I guess, made it so it's not worth the doing. The eye doctor says the best thing to do is get the lens implant Kara something, I can't think of. Anyway, he says get the right eye, which is in reasonably good shape. Get a job done on that with the replacement lens, and don't bother with the left eye because the macular destruction has made it sort of that they would not be able to improve my vision. Of course, I don't know if you knew it, but I can't read anything now with print size of a newspaper print. And so I'm kind of stuck to read any of my pamphlets, magazines, or anything else. It's, even my mail, I have a hard time reading addresses. But that's my misfortune, and I'm sorry I have it. And the other thing was, Doug, I mentioned this to you because you're the one that put the yellow rope on my feed line that was knocked down by the tree in a storm. I don't know what happened to the yellow rope, but all of it is back down flat on the ground. And I'm talking through that right now, by the way, on the ground. And I cannot get to it. I tried to get over to it to tie it up, and I almost fell on my face a couple of times. And I'm afraid to take the chance now and try it again. So if at your convenience, when you happen to be in the area, you might want to take a couple of minutes to help me out on that. And that's all I have, and I thank you very, very much for giving me the time to comment. And, boy, that's a hell of a good signal coming in from AO. And of course, I thought maybe I should mention something about my eye troubles. In a little while, if the right eye goes bad, I imagine I will be blinded and not be able to see anything, I guess. I don't know. I'm very disappointed that I came out with that diagnosis. So, of course, I'm old, and that's what everybody throws that at me. Oh, you're old. You're old. So, there you go. Doug, thanks very much for letting me make a comment and get a couple of things across that I would like my good friends to know about when they don't hear me, because I'll probably be off the air a couple of times getting these repairs done on my eyes. K3GBA.
ABQRA, quick one.
And my best comments there. And over to Net Control and your G3GBA, over.
Yeah, I think he, Sam, your transmission was really good, but right at the end there, I think you must leave your finger off the microphone. And you dropped out a couple of times, so we got everything else. We got everything you said, and very good. I will try to get over there next week. I'm in Cape May right now. We'll be down here probably through the weekend. We're not sure yet, but we'll be back up in Pennsylvania next week, and I will try to drop up there one day next week and see what's going on with your transmission line. I think Janice had a comment, AB2RA, WA3DSP, Cape May.
Yeah, W2AO had a quick one. I'll let him go first.
Yeah, thank you, Janice. K3GBA, always a pleasure to hear you, Sam. And you always come in here extremely well. And get out of the air as much as you can, because we love to have you in here. Wouldn't be the same if you didn't come on, so keep up the good work. And back to you, Janice. Thank you. AB2RA, W2AO.
Yeah, I
I got myself a cheap pair of reading glasses that I use for soldering too. You can get them at Walmart or anywhere. I don't want people tampering with my eyes if I can avoid it. With my regular glasses, I can see fine to drive. And I have problems reading my CQ online subscription unless I use a large monitor. I can't do it on a laptop anymore. Doug, I didn't want to drag the net out. The one thing I wanted to pass along to you is electric radio, the VX20, and rig of that era, experienced a power transformer failure due to switching the center tap. There apparently is a failure in the insulation of the high voltage winding that caused the spikes from opening the circuit, and on the DX20, you have to address that by switching the high voltage on and off by another method or just not doing it. If you've got a good transformer, don't turn that switch. I think it plagues everything right up through the DX40. Anyway, that I didn't want to drag that out here with a lot of chit-chat. Thanks for letting me in there. WE3DSC, AD2RA.
Yeah, AB2RA and the Bruce Kelly AWA Memorial Net, WA3DST. That's very good information, Janice. I'll have to remember that. And I wonder, well, I guess there's no way to avoid that. It has something to do with voltage breakdown to the chassis on the high voltage when you open that line. So, I don't know if you certainly won't want to have. I guess you could put a relay in there and switch the actual high voltage. You wouldn't want to do it with a switch because at that point it's too high a potential. But very interesting. We'll have to. I hadn't seen that written up in electric radio, Janice. Was that in a recent issue or has that been an ongoing thing that's been discussed?
It was just a little service note from Dave Ishmael, WA6DDL. He actually posted an ad for a dead transformer, and he got a couple of them and sawed them apart and did a failure analysis on it, very thorough, and he figured out what it was. In my DX20, I simply permanently grounded the center tap, and I put a switch in series with the CW keying line, essentially the cathode to the tube, which prevents, you accidentally hit the key without the antenna being switched over and cause some problem, so that it requires an intentional activation of the transmitter with the transmit standby switch in order to put it on the air. You don't have to switch the high voltage on and off. And yeah, it makes a little more heat and so on, but it's much better than blowing a transformer. And I've got to address that in my DX40, the one you gave me. I did all relay switching in that to avoid the rotary switch burnout problem. But when I read Dave Ishmael's send up of it, I said, I'm going to have to go back in there and figure something else out and just leave the high voltage on all the time. But anyway, I just thought I'd give that tip to you if you plan on using the transmitter. I believe the Novice Rig Roundup, you can Google that, and there's a big write up on the web. And the crystal guy, AF4K, is involved with that. So I think it's in the spring. But it primarily, they give you some extra points for crystal control. It's just a fun thing. It isn't really a contest, sort of like the EWA stuff. But it is fun. Anyway, AB2RA.
W2RA, WA3DSP, in the Bruce Kelly AWA Memorial Net. Very good. Well, you'll have to remind us about that when it gets a little bit closer. It does sound like fun. And like the 29 contest, it may be something that people would be interested in with some of their lower power rigs that they may have used as novices or early in their amateur career. All right, very good. Well, good net this morning. It's been 1 hour and 10 minutes, according to my my clock here. And the net has been recorded, so I will put this out on the webpage, and people can listen to it in the future. That's very good. I'm glad Sam made a transmission, and we got his a voice in here on the recording. And Sam, if you're listening, as I said, I'll try and hook up with you this coming week. So this is WA3DSP shutting down the Bruce Kelly AWA Memorial Net. Tune in on Monday when Jeff W3JW will be our net control. Same time, same place. 7-3 all. Have a good weekend and enjoy the rest of the summer. WA3DSP, Dave May.
K3GBA, Roger, everything, and going to, at this time, K3GBA clears.
Yeah, K3GBA, it's nice to hear you squeeze the mic button a little more. I remember you used to be a little shy about talking on here, but I'm glad to get in here and talk a little more. Good to get to know you a little better. AB2RA, 73.
Roger. K3GBA here. And I'll be shining clear unless anybody else. I usually listen for a little bit afterwards.
You know, Sam, I just thought of a good phonetic from your call. This is
W2AL. Yeah, go ahead.
Good boy of America. Good boys of America. How's that?
Yeah, that sounds good. A lot of the ones you could put on the air, all the good phonetics, I've heard a number of them, and a lot of fun, and they're kind of nice to hear sometimes.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, well, you know, you always come in up
to EBA. That's K3, God Bless America. And I thought, this fellow must be a religious type or something, because he addresses me that way all the time.
I never send out the same way. He always gives me a good signal report, but it's not because I'm doing such a good job. Such a good receiving antenna. K3GBA, W2AO.
Roger. I might have doubled with you on a little bit there, but I got my...
I think the reason that I have a good signal down your way is because by virtue of the fact that you have a wonderful receive antenna. Not so much what I'm doing, but what yours is doing. Oh, we're...
Well, Doug has mentioned that there seems to be an interruption in my transmission once in a while when I'm transmitting. And I've been trying to figure out, or I watch the meters on the rig here and things like that. And there's not much I can listen to, I guess. Phone. I changed that because previously I had been depressing the push to talk button with my index finger, and I will admit that the finger would get exhausted. It's not as strong as my thumb. So today I've been using my thumb to press on the push-to-talk button, and I thought that that might eliminate. But if Doug says he heard an interruption again, and I can't figure out what that is. K3GBA, over.
Well, I noticed that you did break up, and whether it's your push to talk, you did say something on an earlier day, not today, but you did say you had an intermission in your antenna. I think it's a good idea that Doug will come down, and you guys work on it together. You know, it's much easier to work on stuff with somebody else. And I bet you you'll get it resolved, and I don't think it's anything too serious, Sam. Over.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned the antenna, because in my mind, I think it's got to do, well, you know what an open wire feeder system is. And my two wires, number 12 wire, are with 6-inch spacers from the tuner through the wall of the house on up to the antenna. And so that all my signals, even now, right when I'm talking to you now, that is going in that route. It's going coax to the tuner, and the tuner matches the impedance. And don't tune the antenna like people say, antenna tuner. It's not an antenna tuner. It's a matching circuit that goes in there to match up the coax from the radio to the line coming back down from the antenna. 600 ohm feeders is what I have, and of course you have to make a pretty good tuner or tune good to get down to 50 ohms for the coax to the radio here, which is a 746 Pro ICOM, the 746 Pro, which incidentally I think is a hell of a good radio. And I never had one as good as this radio. And so I'm concerned when something is apparently not being received the way it should be. Over to you, Stu, and appreciate your comments very, very much. And you sure have a big signal today. W2AO, this is K3 George Baker Abel, and that's my old Navy fanatic. Now who am I going over to? W2AO, this is K3 George Baker Abel, K3 GBA. And I don't have anything further here, Stu, but I'm listening if you have anything. If not, I'll wait a little bit, and then I'll turn the rig off on the frequency. See you later, and the best of regards and comments to you, Stu. Beautiful transmission, no doubt. See you later. Bye-bye now, K3GBA.
Yeah, K3GBA, W2AO. Okay, Sam. Well, been a nice chat we had with you today, and I know Doug said he was going to come over there, I think he said next week, and maybe this weekend. I'm not sure exactly what he said, but you and he will get that squared away. It's easier to check something out and get it resolved when you have somebody helping you, you know, so... until that time, well, I will wish you a very pleasant day. Thank you for being in here. I've enjoyed hearing from you very much. This is W2AO clear. Take care.
Okay, well, there's one other item that I might mention that explains some of my abilities, and that is that both of my legs have absolutely no control. The nerve must be shot or something, but I cannot walk, and so I have to use a rollator, and I mean to tell you that has seriously crippled all the operations of everything I do. Everything I do, even here at home, making something to eat. I've got everything planned out to do for all the chores around the house. And boy, it's a job to do them when your legs don't work. So anyway, thanks for talking with me for a few minutes. And we'll see you later, Stu. K3GBA clear.
Yeah, okay, Sam, thank you. And best of luck there to you. Hope you have a nice day. My daughter just called me from Florida, the state of Florida. I got a call back right away. Take care, W2AO clear.
Yeah, roger, 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 roger.